Blog Talk Radio.
Money, only thing I'm calculating. Precious get shaky when they see you about to make it. You think they showing love, but in reality they hate. You tell them about your wins and then they change their conversation. My money, only thing I'm calculating. My money, only thing I'm calculating. You think they showing love, but they hate. Your wins and then they change the conversation.
If you owe me money, pay me, I'm impatient. And if I owed you money, shit, you gon' keep waiting. I don't owe nobody shit. Take care of my business, I'm legit. Can't fuck with my team, we do, we quit. Throw me a bag, but I make a flip. On point, bet you'll never see me slip. A1 when I'm saucing with a drip. A1 when I'm saucing with a drip. Top speed when I'm flossing with a whip. G5 when I'm flying, taking trips. If you see me, know my presence is a gift. Too lit, I mean all these haters sick. It's a nasty world, you already know the clip.
My money, only thing I'm calculating. Precious get shaky when they see you about to make it. You think they showing love, but in reality they hate. You tell them about your wins and then they change their conversation. My money, only thing I'm calculating. My money, only thing I'm calculating. You think they showing love, but they hate. You tell them about your wins and then they change the conversation.
Oh, this girl thinks she the shit now. Bougie as hell, now she getting money. We should chill back in the day. That bitch was broke back when I was getting it.
Wow, so you don't got time for me? Start your little career now. Now you don't even know nobody. Fuck out of here, bitch. That shit gon' work.
That's when you see the true colors in these frenemies. All up in my face and behind my back is different energy. They don't want me to win. They would rather see the end of me. You'd be surprised what people do over jealousy. Listen, I keep my circle at the minimum. If they ain't on my level, best believe me, I ain't friendly. Old friends, they mad now. They said that I ain't helping them. But where were you when I was in the trenches? I was struggling. Now I'm in my bag and you mad, cause I'm doubling, not juggling.
Here was this turning, this puzzling. Every time I check my money coming. Every time I check my money coming.
Every time I check my money coming.
My money, only thing I'm calculating. Precious get shaky when they see you about to make it. You think they showing love, but in reality they hate. You tell them about your wins and then they change their conversation. My money, only thing I'm calculating. My money, only thing I'm calculating. You think they showing love, but they hate. You tell them about your wins and then they change their conversation. Why y'all hating? I ain't waiting, I'm getting to the money. My money, I'm conquering, I bet you can't take it from me. I'm from the bottom and now I know at the top it's lonely. They only want you around only when their stomach hungry. Why y'all hating? I ain't waiting, I'm getting to the money. My money, I'm conquering, I bet you can't take it from me. I'm from the bottom and now I know at the top it's lonely. They only want you around only when their stomach hungry. Money, only thing I'm calculating. Precious get shaky when they see you about to make it. You just can make love, but in reality they hate. You tell them about your wins and then they change the conversation. Money, only thing I'm calculating. Money, only thing I'm calculating. You think they showing love, but they hate. You tell them about your wins and then they change the conversation.
Hey, Ricky Fat.
Believe me, if I want it, I'ma get it. I bet you won't forget me. I bet you won't forget me. I'ma play it cool, run my dice. Showed you love, I did it twice. Scraped your play and then you skated. You the biggest lame, living life so gracious. Why would I replace it? Dreaming bigger every day, taking trips to Mars. Diamonds sprinkle like the stars. I'm a star, I just wanna ball. Full course meals, we change the weather every year. I pray we make it out long nights up
in the drought. Mama calling on my phone, hoping that I made it home. Jeans are popping champagne in a Maybach. Remember way back, family ties, yeah, they try to break that. Had to flex on my ex, yeah, I had to do it fast. Knowing that she wouldn't last, had to run up me a bag. I've been through some shit, you cannot replace that. You just said some shit, I ain't wanna hear that. I'm the rookie of the year, took my shot and made the winning score. Fuck with me, I promise you gon' ball upper echelon. Performing like a Megatron, baby, I'm a don. Eating filet mignon, baby, whip it up, I'm on. Believe me, if I want it, I'm Armageddon. I bet you won't forget me, I bet you won't forget me. I'ma play it cool, run my dice, showed you love, I did it twice. Scraped your play and then you skated. You the biggest lame, living life so gracious, why would I replace it?
Yeah, yo, you back.
Yo,
yeah. On a late night, yeah. Got my bad ride. On a late night, got my bad ride. Ain't nobody gonna tell me nothing.
Hey, yeah. Bro, get comfortable.
You ain't gonna tell me nothing. You ain't gonna tell me shit. You ain't gonna
Georgia,
tell me
nice.
Shit. Ain't
nothing. Me,
she's in the building.
Late night, lose my life, my ass. Forget what I did, big bad hunting. Please don't ask where I'm from, no assumptions. Mindset is getting paid, that's from nothing. OT putting work in a bucket. If your man's out of line, I'ma whoop him. Loyalty and trust like losing a hundred. Can't tell me nothing like Kanye, so hush it. Big bag, they big mad, I snatched it. Snacks out of patch it, talking mathematics. Guns automatic, be careful, I'm packing. Guns automatic, be careful, I'm packing.
On a late night, got my bad right. Ain't nobody gonna tell me nothing. You ain't gonna tell me nothing. You ain't gonna tell me shit. You ain't gonna tell me shit. You ain't gonna tell me nothing.
Yeah, you already know. It's Monday again. Another Monday, another experience. Your boy Dre Star is back at you. But my man, D-Lo. What's going on, D-Lo?
Yeah, you know what time it is, man. All right, man. Chilling. How you doing that way, bro?
Oh, man. Can't call it, man. They still hate the winner. Still hate the winner, man.
Man, I'm waiting for it to get over already. For real.
Good. How you doing out there?
Man, cold. Cold. North Dakota is always cold. I can't stay. I'm tired of it. I gotta get from up here, man, quick. Quick, and it's too cold, man. Nobody's supposed to live here. It's an igloo, for real.
Right. So, man, look, y'all people know. I'm sure everybody's seen the flyers. You know what I'm saying? Miss Misi's in the building. I have to apologize. Dez and Howard cannot be here tonight. They had a little family situation going on. And we're still waiting for Oso and Jeff. So Robbie. So they said, catch me a little bit later. But that's how I promise you guys, your queen is in the building. Miss Niecy is in the house. What's going on, man?
How you guys doing tonight?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Man, how you feeling?
I'm doing good. It was a good day.
To hear it. That's what's up. That's how it's supposed to go.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. So it's been a long time since you've been here, a little minute, and I think you've changed in the
world.
It's
been like a year or something.
Yeah, about that.
Yeah. I think so. It's been a while.
So for the new callers and the new guests and the new audience I have, let everyone know who are you and where you're from. What's your name?
Ms. Niecy. I'm from the Bronx. You know, I rap, I sing, multi-genre, you know. I'm just here, like, you know, a hungry artist.
And that's what makes a real musician is to keep going and keep going. That's it.
Right.
And dedication. That's, you ain't gonna make it nowhere to shoot one shot. You gotta shoot a couple of them before you get one of them in there. You know, so
exactly.
You miss all the shots you don't take. So that's what's up, man.
That's a fact. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
So what's your intro nowadays? What's going on? Talk to us.
Well, I'm coming out with a new track soon. This year is going to be different because I'm going to be putting a little more time into my craft. This past year was a little slow, but, you know, I still was, you know, out there and, you know, just doing my best. But this year I have some new stuff for y'all, you know. I hope you like it. You know, I'm working with some new people that's out to who are actually hot. So I hope you guys like it.
That's a song.
Yes.
I've been following you on Instagram, and you have been, like, doing so much. Like, what would you say so far the best accomplishment you have made as far as your music?
Well, this past year, I went to the UMAs and I won a trophy, which was, you know, a good thing because I felt like, you know, my art wasn't just looked past. You know, I was actually being watched and people actually took the time and considered me and made me feel like, you know, like I was doing something right. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
I accomplished so much in the last few years that I feel like it's being noticed, you know?
Right.
So that was like my biggest accomplishment I feel like I did last year, yeah. This year just gonna be a little more. What happened?
I know it felt good to get an award, you know what I'm saying? Like,
it feels great. Yeah. You know, and that was actually held in Georgia. So I had to take the trip down there and, like, you know, I gave him a show, you know?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Did you document it?
What happened?
Did you document it? Like, did you, like, your documentary of it, of the whole trip, or?
Yeah, I have footage of it on my page, so it should be like the sixth picture down there. Yeah,
that's
it's a
cool
video too. So yeah.
For those who don't
it
know,
was nice.
Where can they find you at?
You can find me on the gram, INW.MZZ_NIESI, and if you want to look for my music, you can search MZZNIESI.
All right. Let's put that out there then.
Yes, Ms. Niecy.
Good vibes going in the air. Everybody, if you ain't heard it, listen, tune in, check out give us your opinion. Let us know what you think about it. It doesn't hurt to have to be criticized. I mean, you got to take criticism either way it comes, good or bad. That would critique your craft.
Yeah, because exactly.
You'll never really grow into you how you want to go if you got a lot of yes men around. Yes, yes, yes. They're going to say yes to everything. So,
that's
good. It's good that you know that, though. It's good that you know that. A lot of people don't know that.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Right. Exactly. And, too, like, your fans are the ones that know. If they're going to like it, then you make money. If they don't, then, you know, you have to be able to take their opinions, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So that's what makes you a better artist.
Some people take their opinions to the heart, though. You know, you can't really, like I said, music.
You can't do that because
it's so like you might listen to a rock song, like, ah, it ain't for me, but it's a hot rock song. You know, it's the top one in the country. So you can't, even though it's not for your ear, it don't mean that you're making bad music. It just means that the crowd that you gain, that you're trying to get, is not getting it. That's all
that
is.
Exactly. Exactly.
But it's hard work. It's so many platforms now. They got YouTube, Instagram, Snap, Facebook, everything.
They got TikTok, you know, they got everything.
That's how it, see, back in the day, it wasn't like that. It was just a tape. You had to actually know somebody to get a tape. You know, for your tape to make it from the East Coast to the West Coast, you had to actually know someone. You know, you had to go down there and hustle and hassle.
I remember when we had our music on CDs, and I used to walk around just giving people my CDs, my demos.
And we used to do the same thing. We take donations. We didn't ever charge for our CDs. We just took donations. But you think about it, you're paying like $12 for a whole, like maybe, what, 80 CD, whatever it was at the time. And then you make it probably, you're making your money back, sometimes triple, quadruple. That's how Little Flip first got started. I mean, he got found. He was just selling out his trunk. A lot of people that start, that's how they start off. So at least you got that start. You got to feel a little bit of the transformation from the tapes to the CDs to now just streaming.
Yeah, definitely. I've been around for a while. I feel like I really started to take it.
Do you like the streaming better or do you like the back in the day better?
I can deal with both, you know what I'm saying, because times do change. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like I adapt, so it's not really, you know. But if I had to choose, I would say I like the streams because your music gets out there faster. You know what I'm saying? So,
and you
definitely get to do more, and you get to, you know, talk to your fans. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. And more interaction nowadays. There's a lot of interaction.
Exactly.
And you don't need a whole CD nowadays to make it either. You know, you just need that one single just to get it in rotation and get it on the YouTube. That's all you got to really do nowadays. It was more about...
And to buy a song is less than a dollar. So back in the day, you had to buy a CD for like $5 or $10, you know. It depends.
And you only got the instrumental, the dirty version, the clean version, and the acapella. You didn't get the whole tape. You got one song in five different ways. That's all you got back in the day.
Yeah, that's exactly. Different now. That's so true. That's so true.
Oh, don't go.
Ding dong, who's there?
Yo, yo, who's that?
Yo,
what's going on?
Yo, son, I was hearing the whole conversation. I didn't know I needed a number, bro. What's good? What's going on?
What's going on, bro?
Tell him, man.
Hey, bro, you don't know. Also, this is also another member of the cast.
What's going on? Got quiet, man. What's going on?
What's up?
Now we're
here. We live.
You want something out of the drink? You want something out of the refrigerator? I got you, bro. Ice on deck. You get your own ice. I ain't gonna put my hands on your ice for you, bro. You can get your own ice.
I don't know my ice. What's going on, man? I see that y'all was talking about, you know, old school days, selling CDs or streaming. So that's the last thing I was thinking about. I'm going to cut y'all off going out with the door, bro.
Yeah. No, Rafael also is an artist. He's an R&B hip-hop artist as well. So he should also relate to what y'all talking about as far as the sales and things like that.
Yeah, it was hard to get found out back in the day. It was really like a needle in a haystack. You would go through probably
because you had to do the footwork.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You had to actually go to the places, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, you could just post something and then they see it. And if they like it, boom, that's your, you know, your break. That's your big break.
I would tell you, you're a one-hit wonder, man. You made it, man. I ain't gonna lie. If you got enough money to buy a Ferrari, then I don't know what your definition of broke or success is, you know. But when you break it down, it's all about what you make as success. I mean, $100,000 to the average person might be rich. You know what I mean? A person that got $10 million can't do $1 million because they seem broke. You know, so it's all about your success, what you feel like. You don't even have to have a number one, a real big banger. Just what you feel like, okay, I wanted to make a project. I did a project. I mean, if it sold, it sold. If it didn't, it didn't. The project was a success because you completed it. You know what I mean? So completion is better than the receiving of the gummy. Of course, everybody want to make it, but that's the part of it. That's the part of it that comes with it. People think it's just going to be easy. See one person do it. Trinidad James, I think he probably came out with two songs. He disappeared, and now he's coming back out trying to do some stuff. And everybody talk about their old contracts, and now you say you don't have to deal with that nowadays. You just straight up monetize your own stuff, get your own ass kicked,
right.
Your own BMI, your own stuff.
Your
so
own terms, right.
Mm-hmm. You need to make your money, you know what I mean? But once again, when they do that, you go into a poverty neighborhood. You got kids, you got people that ain't making probably but $12,000 a year, and you offer a person that's actually doing music, like, let me give you $50,000. See, $50,000 to a person that's broke right now, I need right now money. I mean, it's cool to get the next one, but they say, oh, let me get $50,000 for two CDs, for two albums. You know, you blow up the first album. You sold 80 million your first album. You sold 80 million your second album. You got $50,000. That's all you accomplished out of there. But once you know your worth, knowing what it's going to take to actually go in, work.
Right.
After the work ethic, you know, that you can't just really just get discouraged by one thing here and there. Somebody said this or said that. I mean, it's your music,
yeah,
my music, ain't for everybody. So
that is true.
Mm-hmm. People, a lot of people just hear thousands and they just think that that's big, big money. That's all I'm saying.
And a lot of the things that they offer you, you can actually do yourself. You know what I'm saying? You just have to put the time in to research and make those relationships.
Yeah, like producers, that's how they get it nowadays, though. The producer, they give you a budget of $70,000 to pay a producer. The producer might only need $15,000. That's a whole another, $45,000. You could have saved in your pocket, You give them a whole $70,000. They don't take no $70,000 to be recorded. They don't. Now, when you're paying for that Dr. Dre sound, now that's the difference. When you want that full,
right.
All that sound, you gonna pay for them packages.
Well, you want full frequency, man. You gotta understand too. The music is frequencies. That's what like attracts people to certain songs. You understand? So it's like, if you're really trying to make it on some, like. You need to put that money, for the frequency.
But see, it's not like that no more. It ain't like that no more, though. You know what I mean? You can put the money behind it, man. Whatever is selling right now is selling right now. Like right now, you could still be coming out with some dope music lyricists, but if they just all they doing is jigging to, snap your fingers, it don't matter how much beat, how many basses, right now it's snap your finger air. There's Peter Pablo era, there was a Lil Jon era, there was all that era. So if you're in an era and you try to make it in this game, you got to change. It's sad, but you got to change with the change. Because if you don't, you will.
Oh, yeah, you got to dab.
You will. So you got to kind of like I said, you got to change yourself
you have
nowadays.
To adapt.
Yeah, you do.
You don't have to change your style. You just have to refine.
Adapt to what's buying. You got to
stay. And adapt, right.
If all you're selling and you got nothing but pears, you probably going to sell how to just 2-3 pairs. Everybody buying oranges right now. Like, yeah, your music is still the same, but people are buying oranges. They was buying yours. Yours was the oranges at one time, but now it's the thug. Like I said, this wasn't like that. You only had a couple of real gangster music, street music, as you can call it, back in the day, like with the Tupac or the Biggie or the, you know, E-D-E type. You know, that it wasn't a lot of it, though. And it wasn't broadcast. I remember when Nigga was first said on Comedy Central. And I'm like, dang, I'm like, am I hearing this right? Like, are they cussing on this? It was a Chris Rock stand-up I was watching, and I was a kid, and I'm like, they saying Nigga on TV. At one time, you couldn't catch a girl with a half a top on. Man, they showing all this stuff nowadays. They got a whole censored. It's all different now. You know, brother Levin. They used to say, my brother Levin, put somebody else's voice in there. Like, man, please, no. It's like I said, you got to kind of get with the time, man, because if not, you will. See, if you still making that old two-step music, yeah, you're going to have some two-step.
You're going to get left behind.
Exactly. You're going to have a lot of them out there running. You got to catch up, man.
That's a fact, man. Hey. Like I said, it's all adapting, switching to frequencies. That's all it is.
For sure.
I mean,
for sure. A sad song, like a ding, ding, ding. And it gives you that sad feel to it. If it's a doom, 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 it gives you a happy feeling to it. And that's how, even back in the day before there was music, it was tribal. And that tribal music was the fight music. They would make music to fight to. That good boom, boom, hard hitting. That's for that fight. They want you adrenaline up. They want you jumping. You don't have to have no words to a, what they call them, the mosh pits. You don't got to have no words, just loud music. Dude, they jumping up, bowing folk, throwing stuff. All kind, no music.
Right.
Nobody's saying that one word, but it's the frequency that they hear. If you're going to go kill somebody, you ain't finna put on Jodeci. That's all I'm saying. You know what I mean?
I'm gonna kill it on me tonight.
Hey, hear me that gun right quick. Open my door. Did he just kill somebody? This is the Casey and JoJo.
7 o'clock on the block. My big
but if you listen to that music while you're going to go do something, it's going to turn your ass around. It's going to turn you around. You're like, man, you know what? Maybe I just need to fuck my chick right quick. Man, yeah, fuck this. You know what I mean? So you listen to that stuff while you're going, you're probably going to end up in prison or dead, either or because of that.
Yeah, that's what's really going on, honestly, if you want to keep it around.
That's what's up with that drill music nowadays. I feel like
that's
everybody wants to talk about killing somebody.
But see, that was old. Lil Jon and the East Side Boys came out with crunk music before there was drill music. That was crunk music. It was fighting Pastor Troy music. They came to the club just to fight. That was their drill music. They just said, okay, we're going to put a name on it and call it something now. Like, nah, Georgia Ben doing that. Georgia Ben had that on my head.
That is true, because I have, I actually have some tracks with my boy Pete from Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
That should be out this year, too.
We'll see. Like I said, you kind of know you know where the music at, though. Like I said, I be hearing these
guys.
We started that drill music. Like, no, we was stumping in the club, knucking and bucking before y'all was even thought about type stuff. Really? And that song right there, come on, you nigga got a girl? Like, nah, we a nigga at. I'm finna knock me a nigga out. Like, dang, bro, come on, man.
What?
It's the song. Alcohol in your system. Like, man.
All right, look, let's go here. Let's jump into her new track, Shake It, right? You want to introduce that real quick?
Which track?
Shake It, right?
Oh, my track, Shake It, right? Breaky. Yes.
Oh,
okay,
shit.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have a track named that, too, so I was wondering which track we're talking about. But, yes, it's called Shake It Right. It's not out yet, but it's produced by Esco Da God. We're trying to come out with it, hopefully, by March, you know, so, and we're going to have all the girls just, you know, just shaking it right. That's it.
Hey, I hear that.
But see, you always got to have club music. There you go. Go ahead. Introduce that and let's go.
Shake It Right by Ms. Nisi, y'all.
I'm Dubby. All my girls on the floor.
Shake It Right, goddamn
it. Yeah, they better.
Thank you. I like your voice on there. I like the energy. I like that. Those dope.
Thank you. Okay. I appreciate that.
Where you from?
What happened? I'm Haitian.
No, I'm saying like where you from? Like
Oh, right now I'm in the Bronx. Originally, I was raised in Delaware. Yeah. And originally, I was raised in Delaware. I came up here for college.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah. Well, that's funny. You're Haitian. I'm Dominican. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I have Dominicans in my family, too. My parents are half and half.
I liked that one, though.
Oh,
I was having to go to the club just then, man. I forgot I was in North Dakota. I'm like, oh, I forgot. We ain't got no club. Ain't no club.
That's something good, though.
Don't go look for no club.
You got to
get
good
in the soda, man.
I'm crazy.
Ain't nothing over this way. I promise you. I promise. No clubs.
New York is where it's at. Let's focus on you for 1 second. So growing up, what was your like inspiration? Like when did you find music?
Music has always been in me because I've always I actually started in Haiti. I used to sing in church. As a kid, I was like 5 years old. And growing up, I had a group with my sisters. We were called GLL, I stand for girls living large. We used to do shows and stuff in our town, our state, you know, travel. There were times that we would win our shows, so that's how I knew, like, you know, we had something. You know what I'm saying? I kept going with it. They stopped, you know, they have their lives and stuff, you know, but I've always stuck with it because I feel like that's something I should be doing. And that's what's in me, so I can't let that go.
That's dope.
Yeah.
So at what age were you when you got your first break? When you felt like, you know, I got it, I'm here, like, I'm where I, maybe not where I was born to be, but where you first see that this is something that would be serious in your life.
At what age? I would say at the age of 10, because that's when we formed that group, you know, and since then we got a chance to be on a local show, you know, because we won a show that we did, so we got a chance to be on a show. So I was like, you know, like, we can do this, like, we have it, like, you know what I'm saying? And from then on, I just stuck with that that passion, you know.
Right.
It opened my eyes. So I'm like, okay, yes, this is it. and I love being on stage.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It feels like a different world. Like, I don't even see the crowd. I just see, like, far beyond the beyond. You know what I'm saying? It's, like, weird.
Right.
Yeah.
You do features with artists?
What happened?
Do you do features? Like, do you, like, charge for features for artists?
Shit.
If there's an artist listening to your radio show, and they want to do a direct
I'm
going to
start charging
like
for features soon, but I do have some with INW, Tarzan. I have one with Mindset. I have one that I'm going to do with Coney Brooks and a few more.
Okay.
Yeah, so
yeah, we have Mindset.
The names you probably already heard before.
Yeah, we had Mindset on here last week. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
she's amazing, right?
Yeah.
Right. I was actually at one of her shows last night. So she also did that show. So, yeah. Big shout out to her.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
Guys, any questions? What's wrong with
that? Man, she got me on everything right now. I'm just listening to it. Like, she did this all before, so it's all good. Shoot. It's easier work for me. But growing up, would you say like, it's harder than being Haitian, you know, and being over here? Or was it, you know, did people pick at you, or did you get, like, bullied in school or anything like that?
Oh, yes. Okay, so when I first came here, I was about to turn 8. I automatically was in second grade, right? And I didn't speak any English at all. When I tell you, I only knew how to say thank you, and that's it. These kids are so cruel. But the only thing is, being young at that age too, I was like a sponge, so I learned it fast. You know what I'm saying? So I wasn't bullied per se, like, you know, like pushed or all that, but people were like, oh, she's Haitian, she can't really talk, she don't know, da, 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 da. You know what I'm saying? But I didn't really care. You know what I'm saying? I've always kept a spirit of, like, I don't care type of, you know, because at the end of the day, right, the only thing I do is laugh, smile. It is what it is. And when I didn't know how to speak any English, I was just still like smiling and laughing, you know, and that made them laugh too and smile. And I bet you it brightened up their day.
Oh, I bet. I bet. Yeah, but these kids is cool nowadays. They some other kind of savages, so you right on that one.
Yeah, it's actually different. Nowadays, it's weird. And you know what? I used to fight in school because of that, too. not because I was trying to bully them, because I was trying to stop them. You know what I'm saying? So nowadays, you can't even fight to get that off your chest, because somebody's going to call the cops and you're going to jail for assault. Or you're like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I loved it way back in the day, because I could fight and get that shit off my chest. I was fighting almost every day for a while until I got to high school. But it was fun. You know what I'm saying? It's what we needed. Nowadays, you can't even do that, which sucks. You know what I'm saying? Now you use guns and you use knives and you want to kill, you know what I'm saying? Like, no.
Yeah, well,
that's definitely not worth it. It's because of these new laws. They want to be like, oh, no. And the parents, they can't even, like, discipline their kids anymore. Like, I'm happy I used to get beaten. That was, you know what I'm saying? I look back on it, and I'm like,
We condone whooping, but we don't condone beating. It's too different.
You know what I'm saying? Whooping, yes. I got my
behind. I used to get
whooping
and beating. I feel what you said.
To me, it's the same thing. Because if you got the belt, that's a beating and a whooping.
Yeah.
You know, but... I look back and I'm like, thank God. Because I'm different.
You gotta go through
something
to know how to get through it. That's how it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's good. Blessings to the family and all that good stuff, man.
Yes, thank you. Likewise.
So, if you could feature with anyone in the industry, who would it be?
If I could speak to?
Feature. Like, yeah, that's all. Girl,
if I could feature anybody?
Yeah.
I would definitely feature Rihanna.
Love
her style. I love her voice. I've been told in some songs I sound like her. I don't know. I just love her. Like, I feel like me and her would make a fire track. You know, and one day I hope she hears this, you know. Yeah.
So as far as, like, when you were younger, who did you listen to?
Who I listen to now?
No, when you were younger, like growing up.
Oh, growing up. Let me see. Growing up, I used to listen to Michael Jackson a lot. I used to listen to all the Jacksons, I think. And then I used to listen to a lot of pop. So I used to listen to, and groups like Escape, you know, En Vogue.
SWV, I can already see it.
Yeah, I'm old school.
90 babies, all right? Hey, 90 babies, hey. 80 baby, but 90
I'm
music.
I'm an 80s baby.
Yeah, but you can't say you're an 80s baby. You can't say that. What year you was born?
87.
What do you remember about the 80s? Tell me. Not nothing. You're an 80s baby. You're a 90s
maybe
baby.
Maybe nothing.
You don't
right.
remember that. They be like, I'm a 90s baby.
I was born
baby.
In the
80s,
so the
90s
don't count.
Yeah, that's how it is, though. I hope people don't understand. All right.
Yeah.
I can't. If you were born in 96, you're not a 90s baby. You are
a millennial.
2000 baby. It depends on when you're born. But I was saying, if you were born like 72, then you have a little time. Like, okay, yeah, you can remember something between 72, maybe around 75, maybe, you know, right there in that area. But nah, if you were born in 96, you don't even remember Tupac. Tupac was dead in 96. Then Biggie died right
I'm
after
crying.
That. So. You know, you can't, the trade centers, you don't even know about the World Trade Centers. The World Trade Centers happened a long time. I remember when they first happened.
I think it was 95.
Yeah.
You said 95?
I think it was 95.
What, Tupac?
Yeah.
Tupac died in 96.
Yeah, he died in 96.
Tyson started losing. After Tupac died, Tyson went down all the way. Like, he started losing heavily. Then he started being belligerent. And then he started going to jail. It was a wrap from there. So we know the story of Mike Tyson. That's all I'm saying. I can tell you the story.
Yeah, man, he changed a lot, though.
But like I said, you born right there in 87, 89, yeah, you kind of missed the 80s. You still get, like I said, some of that Michael Jackson music did, you know, do it off into the 90s. And, you know, a lot of that stuff, Eazy-E and all that good stuff, that was, it was floating around, but you know what I mean?
Right.
It wasn't that. But it's good that, like I say, good that you've seen the game for a while, so you know what to expect. It's the newbies that don't really know, like, okay, I'm going to keep making the same music and expecting something different. Ain't nothing going to happen different.
Right.
That's insanity. When they doing the same thing, expecting different results, that's insanity. You're never going to get nothing different. Well, you got to kind of know what, you got to kind of, like, you got to kind of know when to go, when to fold, when to stay, you know, when to hold, got to do all that good stuff. You can't just, you know what I mean, really just kick that out your mind, like, okay, I'm going to do it this way and it's going to work this way. Nah, because everybody in the game, it ain't just go like one way for them. They did this, it worked for a little while, didn't work, and they finally made it big. But you got to put in that work. You got to put in it.
That's a fact. You have to put
a question for you before I let you go. I know you thought I was going to do. Being a female artist, how hard is it to keep it from a professional standpoint when in the field of so many men? So how is it, you know what I'm saying, being a female in hip hop?
Okay, well, I'm sure a lot of girls can relate to this, you know, in my shoes. I feel like, you know, there's ways, because there's a lot of people out there that will only work with you if you, you know, have something to give them in return. You know what I'm saying? And you're going to get that even more in the actual, like, once you reach the top. You know what I'm saying? So right now I feel like girls basically have the power right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, less is more. You know what I'm saying? So it's not really as hard. It's just you have to know who you're dealing with, and you have to choose if you should go that route or not. You know what I'm saying? Is it worth it? Is it going to benefit you if, you know, I'm saying, if you still work with them and you don't give them what they want? You know what I'm saying? Because there's always another person hotter. You know what I'm saying? So you don't have to feel like you're stuck. You know what I'm saying? And feel like, oh, you have to do this in order to have this. No. You know what I'm saying? So you just have to have that mindset. Like, no, like, and keep your foot down.
Is this just like a woman should be single? Do you find a more female being single in that position, or is it best to be in a relationship in that position?
Single, because people are going to want to work with you more. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If they feel like you have a spouse, or they feel like you have somebody that's always hawking and watching you, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's going to be harder for them to be like, hey, you want to work? Or, you know what I'm saying? They just don't want no drama. It's the same thing for, like, if you get signed to a model deal, you know what I'm saying? They're not going to want you to have a spouse. You know what I mean? You can have a spouse, but you don't want to let them know that because, you know what I'm saying, they're going to feel like, you know, they're going to take the time away from what you need to do, you know what I'm saying? And you might not make a shoot because you're dealing with a person. They want all of your time. That's how it works.
Facts. Yeah, that's facts.
Okay.
So I was actually taught that back in the day, 2012.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, by a person who was in actual, like, he used to shoot Beyonce. He used to shoot Rihanna. He shot, like, major people. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't work with him now because, you know, we had a fallout. But, you know, but that's a story for another day. But yeah, but he taught me a lot.
So is there anything you should say to an up and coming female artist? What would be your words to her?
Be yourself. Don't be intimidated by anything or anyone, because you have your own style, you have your own personality, and you are you, and that's what's going to make your crowd love you.
Yeah, big facts.
Also, any questions?
Oh, man, she got me. Like I said, hit him one more time with the Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Snapchat, whatever you got out there. Go ahead and hit him with it one more time so they can make sure they get it in their eardrum.
Yeah, so if you're searching for my music, you can find me at Ms. Niecy. That's spelled M-Z-Z-N-I-E-S-I. And if you're looking for me on the gram, you can find me at inw.mzz_N-I-E-S-I.
Just like that.
Yes.
Yeah, I want to thank you so much.
INW Ms. Niecy. Thank you for having me.
I appreciate you.
You want to give me a shout out to anybody?
What happened?
You want to give a shout out
to anybody?
I want to shout out to all the artists that are working hard, because I feel like this is the year we win. So the harder you go, you just might get there. This is the year.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Highway to the song, yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, that's definitely like a little summer joint, like the summer vibe.
What else you were saying about? That was what he was saying about frequencies. That's what that was. Just then, that was a shake your rump frequency. That what that was. Now you want to go to the club and find a bit that video now, right now. That was you want to do. Like, you know what? Let me go to the club hitting light. You know what I mean? You feel comfortable now because you got that vibe in you.
Mm-hmm. I was about to tell her, yo, go to your nearest strip joint, man, and you know, pass that song to one of them DJs, man. And have one of these girls do her thing on that joint. For real, I mean, you know,
for sure, that's how you get it, though. That's how you find it, bro. Right? You might have to dish out a little cash to make a look. It takes money to make money. So if you can go out right now and give $500 to, say, let's say 50 DJs and have them play your best song, it's $500, though. But you making $50,000 after that, after you give out the $500 every so often. You know what I mean? Whatever it is. But that's what it is.
Yeah.
That frequency.
Definitely, I could definitely see me in a club, like, you know, posters in the back, drinking, so they doing
yeah,
a thing.
Yeah,
like, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely
good.
Yeah.
Good vibration.
Yeah, it's been a good energy. I love having, like, good energy like that, because it's so educational to people out there that really trying to make it and feel like they ain't by themselves. You know what I'm saying? And you look like me and you come from where I come from, I can look up to you, brother. You feel me?
And then I'll be
you haven't sent me that email though,
yeah. Huh?
I see you.
Your mic, you gotta fix your mic. Can't hear you.
Oh, my it's not aware. I say, you haven't sent me that email yet.
Okay, yeah, I'm not hearing it.
Well, I sound low, son. Or do I sound?
Yeah, you kind of low. You better now. You better now. You way better.
Okay.
It sounded like you were listening to some Jodeci before you got on, man. Like you was all in the shit,
bro.
Laid like some stitching, man. It cut like some stitching. Hey, see, we can
that
say that,
the R&B queen. King, I mean.
That was my little Barry White.
Yeah, that's why we had that Barry White voice on there, low. How you doing? Yeah, but that's what's up, man. Like I said, there ain't nothing wrong. We can say we can enjoy that music because, like I said, we that age. We had that age. For a person to say, yeah, man, we enjoyed the 90s, man. I enjoyed the Clinton years. You don't even know who was born when you was born. 87, who was born in the... Oh, it was Bush dad. That's what it was, Bush dad, and then it was Clinton. Then it was a Bush again. Yeah, so, yeah. Yeah, I can remember some good stuff. Like I said, I remember the first World Trade Center, the bombing for the World Trade Centers. They had blew it up one time before they had flew it to the plane with the planes. They had parked the bomb up under they filled this ambulance up and parked it up under the base of it, and they blew it up. That was the first time it happened. So people only know about the 9/11. They don't know about the other one. I think it was in 90, matter of fact, 95, 96, right around there. So, matter of fact, let me see for you. I Google check fact for you. But I know when we was, say it again, bro.
Oh, no, I say, hey, you good? Yeah, for sure. My bad, I be talking low sometimes, man.
Okay, that was in 93. It was in 93. The first World Trade Center bombing was in 93.
Yeah, it already had that big effect. It had
an effect. You, if you only knew, it was bad then, too. It was bad. It didn't kill as many, but the damage, as far as the damage-wise, it damaged a lot of people.
Nah,
it
ain't
a lot. It was 1,042 injuries. That's how many injuries was in 93. 1,042. That's a lot of people, bro. 1,042 people?
Yeah,
think about
it.
Well, of course, but still, like I said, that's a lot, you know, for that era, you know, I mean, for that time, like, it's still a lot, you know what I mean? It's a lot. Let me see. They did it the second time. They killed 2,000, 3,000 people. So, but guess what? We back stronger than ever, man. All that did was make us stronger. And we stopped. They said it was a race. It was racial real bad at that time. But when that happened, everybody was on board with each other. Like, okay, we together here. Yeah, we together here, white and black. We need to be. We finna stop this bullshit going on. So, man, if you born, like I say, born in the 90s, and somehow you know, you remember the 90s, you don't remember too much of the 90s. Like I said, I'm born in the 80s, so I don't remember too much of the 90s damn near. So I was about 5 years old, I can remember probably. So early 90s, about 94 or something like that.
I definitely understand where you come from, though, because I was born in the late 80s, so I was, I was
but you still
in the 90s.
You still got a taste. You still got a taste, though. You know who Michael Jackson is. You know who Mike Tyson is. You know who Michael Jordan is. You know about all that. Like I said, but they were still in the 80s. It had just drifted right into the 90s. So if you was born in right at the end of the 80s, you did get a chance to enjoy some of the 80s because some of that music kind of it went through the next year. You know what I mean? So I remember when the Y2K thing. Remember the Y2K? The world was supposed to end it in 2000, remember?
Man, I remember everybody was in front of their TV waiting and all that.
Everybody, man. They were buying food, stocking up, tissue. Like, what tissue going to do for you with the war?
You know what I'm
saying? Yeah.
Block party,
I remember
waiting. Like, you know what I'm saying?
You know what I was doing? You know what I was doing then? I was watching wrestling, and they had a countdown to New Year's, and it was the Y2K and lights went out and everything. They had the whole, the comics of it or the storyline behind it. It was good, though. It was good. I think then that's when Jericho named himself Y2K. A lot of people don't even remember that wrestling back then, what it was. Wrestling was good back then, though. Just like the music. The music was good. They could hide it. You could say whatever you want to say on the track and hide it. Your kids don't know what's going on. But now it's so vulgar, it's so blatant, it's in your face, it's right there. Like, hey, lick my pussy, do this. They're like, good God. I'll be riding my kids in the car, so I got to turn down the verse. I know what they're going to say. I got to turn the song before I get to that part. Like, come on, man. Remember Jodeci? What is next? It was next, Close to You. That whole song, he was talking about dancing on the chick and his dick getting hard. Nobody knew that. Nobody knew that as kids. We in the car singing it. Okay. I get so excited. That song right there. What it was about, though. It wasn't about them dancing. It was about them dancing, but what would happen while they were dancing, though? You know what I mean? They can hide it real good.
Poker and all that.
I need some of your honey love. And you say, I need your pussy. It's just too vulgar, man. It's too vulgar.
It was just like slick words, I feel like. You just slick words, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to be basically honest, you know what I'm trying to understand. Now it's like, yo, fuck my beep, pop, boop, beep, that. I'm like, God.
Yep.
God,
but Pliers was the one who started that shit, man. I'm going to suck on you and get you, and all the girls loved it. Oh, Jesus.
He's talking so dirty,
baby. Yeah, exactly. He's talking dirty to you. It's a dude down the street talking nice to you. Hey, I want to buy you some roses, some flowers. I want to take you out of the dinner date. Nah, I want to go to Pliers. He's talking about fucking me right now. Oh, that's all I want to know. Hey, Jesus. Okay, but we all seen it. We've seen the music. Rap haven't been out that long. That's what people keep failing to realize. Rap haven't been out that long. It ain't even been out 50 years.
Rap
hasn't even been out 50 years.
40 songs.
Huh? 43? 40? You think 43?
I think it's
40. Bro, 50. Yeah, it's been 50 years. It's been
52 years. It's the 70s.
Let me see.
70s? It was 70s with
okay.
That rock band, whatever.
But once again, that wasn't, come on, they say it's rap in 1970s. No, bro. Walk down the curb.
There's a song in 1950 that the dude sounded like he was rapping, but he was like on some, calm down, penny down, penny down.
Yeah, that's what it was. It's smiling your face. Who wanna take your place of backstabber? Backstabber. That was the hey, they backdooring you. That's what he's saying.
Yo,
right backdooring you.
Yo, that instrumental is so fire.
Oh man,
if somebody could like.
That was composed. That's not an instrumental. That was composed, bro. Like I'm telling folks, this is different between music and then just song. Like when you hear a good song, or a good song, it's composed. You probably got like five producers, five songwriters, five this, five. It's everybody in it. That song probably make $40 million because they composed it, right?
Yeah. But I'm just saying, as a, like, you know how like you know everybody doing samples. I'm talking about like a sample, like just. But, like, really freak that joint. You know what I'm saying? I'll be
you got,
fired.
Bro, I don't know if you've been on the internet. I don't know if you've been on YouTube. Man, check, type them on Sample 90 Beats. Man, they got some dope ones in there, man. I ain't gonna lie to you. Type in 90 Sample R&B. You can type in 90 Sample R&B, 90 Sample Hip-Hop. They gonna give you some fire stuff. I'm telling you. They got the, they got the five heartbeats on there. The, what was it? Was it House Full of SWVs, a couple of Jodeci's on there, a couple of Neck, man. They got every, like I said, that's what it is down there, streaming. It's so easy to just to wake up, wipe your eyes, upload a beat, and go back to sleep. You ain't got to go to the studio. You got it all right there in front of you. I remember when Fruity Loops, what it was, probably Fruity Loops 1 or 2 came out. We were dealing with Fruity Loops. You couldn't even buy, you had to buy the whole thing to make the beat. But we used to just sample it and make our own little thing with it. But we used to also flip decks. Like, you put one tape on one side, one tape on the other side, and you'll play it on this side and record the sample, then you dub it, and you'll keep doing it back and back till you got an instrumental. It was hard to get an instrumental back in the day. Like, you had to buy a tape. You had to buy a single. If you wanted to listen, if you wanted a Tupac instrumental, you had to buy his single, hit him up, and it's going to have hit him up dirty, hit him up clean, hit him up instrumental, and hit him up vocal. So what we do is just take the instrument. We know we just go the instrumental route. But
yeah.
It's easy. But
to try record and play at the same time.
Say it again?
I said press record and play at the same time, and hopefully
yeah,
you get it right.
Yeah, that's what you got to do, man. Hey, man, hold on. I got to get it. When it's right, you can keep hearing it skip every time it's looping. Every time it's looping. That's what we did back in the day. That's why music was what it was. Now you got – I'm not knocking. No white – like, Eminem, he's a legend for sure. But when you talk about – like, Eminem didn't even talk about the drugs. Like, you know what I mean? Like, Slim Jesus, the little white rock, I can't remember where he come from. Maybe Detroit. I don't know where he came from. But if you took his music and gave it to a black person – and let them do the music, it probably became more of a hit. Because you can't really see this skinny white boy actually running up on you, doing no kind of damage to you. Like, come on, man, for real. You couldn't beat yourself out of a wet paper bag, bro. But that's, like I said, like, that's the new image, that's what they're doing now. But some of that song, like I said, the vibrations and all that is a big true fact, bro. That is a big true fact. Big true. Right now, you can make a person mad just by playing a song or make them sad just by playing a violin. Crank violin up right now. Everybody going to start getting teary-eyed and, man, I want my life to be better, man.
That music
makes you think about life in different ways, ain't it?
That's been true because, look, sometimes I'll be happy as hell and I'll be scrolling Instagram and maybe like a nigga freestyle, like a heartfelt freestyle come up. You feel me? And it changes your feeling. Because every time you scroll, it's a feeling changing.
Yep, that's facts. That is fact, man. So I couldn't feel the Slim Jesus. That's why I said that. I didn't get that vibration, that energy from him. I didn't think he was actually going to do it. I don't actually think he sold no dope. You know? Like, if you see him, he'd have been to prison a couple times. And like, okay, yeah, I can believe it a little bit more, but. Just to just come out and just, like, blatantly, like, honestly, to me, it was just, like, disrespectful because, like I said, it's him putting on an image. It's not his life. If you're trying to portray something, you kind of picking fun at it. It's not like you're taking it like, okay, well, listen, y'all, violence is not cool. I'm doing music, and we're doing music. We're going to do it on a positive vibe. No, you out here talking about
you know, shooting stuff and robbing stuff, and you'll do this to a person, and somebody run up on you, and you know, you're looking like a deer in headlights, like, oh, no, it was just music. But see, that's what I'm saying. That you can't have that vibration there. You can't have that frequency there because it's going to become a bad frequency. But now people are like, God, everybody just think they can get in. You can just rap a couple of songs, a couple of hard, just some lines about robbing and dope, and they think that's just going to fly. Nah. Right now it does, because honestly, I don't get no, like, join the Lucas, and I actually just started getting into this dude named Kenny Casanova. I don't know if y'all ever heard of him, but just listen to that good music. Childish Gambino, that Redbone, Donald Glover, like, that was that, it was, he made some, they made some good music. If I hear your song, I just like, oh, yeah, that's good. And it come on the radio the next day, and I change it, it wasn't good enough, bro. It wasn't good enough. I changed it, bro. I supposed to keep it on.
So, like, right, look, now, like, I transition.
Go ahead, bro. If everybody don't know, also, you know, the whole team not here tonight, but, you know, us really, we're here on behalf of our crew. But we also, everyone knows D'Angelo are going to be here from the start. And also, he's also an artist himself. And we got two tracks for you also. We got,
I got one, that, you know, because I told you, I converted straight to Spanish. And it's a bigger market. It's, I feel like there's more support. There's, you know, and the music is different. It's a, I don't know, it's just a feel-good music, party, drink, you know what I'm saying? Like, a, you know, and then I spent one that is, I did a feature with an artist out there in Atlanta. His name is Chris Lowe. It's not done yet, but glued on. I'm just trying to see if there's anything else should be added at the moment. So I just want to see what y'all think of it. You know? But the Spanish song that I sent, that's done.
That's No Cheese, right?
What happened, bro?
That's No Cheese. Is the name of it?
The Spanish song is called La Noche Chévere.
Okay.
And, All
right.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, there you go. Y'all already know who it is. You know who you are. 5-7-9-9-9-9-3-7-1-8. Hit that, you heard?
Comenzamos en la disco, terminamos una fiesta en casa. ¿Te quieres ir conmigo? Se te nota la impresión en tu cara. Dime que te encanta, yeah. Me gusta toda esa vaina, yeah. Me encanta cuando baila al revés. Tú sabes, bebé, una noche chévere.
Comenzamos en la disco, terminamos una fiesta en casa. ¿Te quieres ir conmigo? Se te nota la impresión en tu cara. Dime que te encanta, yeah. Me gusta tu esa vaina, yeah. Me encanta cuando bailaré, tú sabes. Una noche chévere, chévere.
Comenzamos con los blondes de creepy. La voz mía la pone bien friki. Le gusta el whisky en la roca. Nos besamos con el hielo en la boca. Su amiga se tocan, ella se mira, son atrevidas, yeah. Ya siempre piensa en mí, cuando se quiere venir, está con su locura, la noche de aventura, bebé tráete tu amiga, ella también está dura. Fiesta en casa, te quieres ir conmigo, se te nota la impresión en tu cara, dime que te encanta, yeah, me gusta toda esa vaina, yeah,
Me encanta cuando baila, bebé, tú sabes, bebé. Una noche chévere.
Comenzamos en la disco. Terminamos una fiesta en casa. ¿Qué quieres ir conmigo? Se te nota la impresión en tu cara. Dime que te encanta, yeah. Me gusta toda esa vaina, yeah. Me encanta cuando baila, bebé, tú sabes. Una noche chévere.
Sir.
Okay, okay.
That's my joint. Hey.
Okay.
That's my joint. That's my joint. Boy, I'm trying to tell you, I think on the Spanish side, I think that's definitely like just a hit. Just a hit. Mm-hmm. It's going to hit when I drop it. When I drop that song, it's going to hit somewhere.
Well, see, that's the difference between an entertainer and a music, you know, musician. Like, entertainers can do it all. They can dance, sing, movies, act. That's unique, man. If you can do a whole song like that and then revert it back to another language, bro, that's dope right there. That's dope.
Yeah. It took me a while because I never wrote in Spanish. It took me a year and a half to, like, really kind of, like, get in tune with it. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah, for sure.
As I was getting in tune, there was words being spread around. So the dude hit me up out of nowhere. He's like, "Yo, I heard you do Spanish and English." I'm like, "Yeah." He's like, "Yo, man, I got an idea because out here in Atlanta, it's not a lot of Spanish music, and I'm over here, I'm blowing up slowly but surely." But yeah, I'm like, "All right, let's do something." You know what I'm saying? I like to work. You know what I'm saying? And I came out with a crazy hook, it's jumpy. You feel me? Like I said, I took a little bit of the Migos vibe, you know what I'm saying, with the Spanish stuff. So the hook is half English, half Spanish. And old boy, nice too when he spit. So it was a good collab, and if we put a little bit more to it, I think it could be something, you know what I'm saying? And the song is called We Up In Here. We Up In Here. If you don't mind.
Oh, that's Dre. That's different, right?
Yeah.
All right, let's get that
sound.
Yo, man, come on. Y'all know the number 563-999-3718. If you're on the link, you can call in to the shout out. We out here.
You can buy with us.
Bring that bit back low.
Bring that bit back low.
Loving it, feeling my swag. Little mama ain't chasing you. Me, I'm addicted to cash.
Todas las semanas haciendo dinero, chingando la puta guía. Estamos en el pan y cogen y becan y tú sabes con te lo guille.
Loving it, feeling my swag. Little mama ain't chasing you. Me, I'm addicted to cash.
Todas las semanas haciendo dinero, chingando la puta guía. Estamos en el pan y cogen y becan y tú sabes con te lo guille.
Money, I be getting straight to it. Mine on old school, saying no roots. Bible my shit, yeah, baby, I'm cool. 90,000 on my way to blue plane. Nigga, my trunk kickin' like Luke Kane. Sippin' on, yeah, then he lean back. Got a cute red bra head in my left. Yeah, I'm a player, go to dinner, hit my lane. When you finish, gotta go, cut load on Leo. Movin' like a ball through the city. Mayor, all in Gucci on me, Taylor. This is my city, I played it out while I'm grown. From my llama to the gold. Lolo made the whole part like a Willie, yeah. If I didn't see that we up in here.
Yeah, we dropping, betting on.
Yeah. Okay. We have to hear. So, as far as like looking at drink, like what you should say she has gone far, right?
Huh?
You think you're gonna do a video for that joint or no?
Yeah. You trying to see if we could do that in Atlanta or whatever. And just trying to see, you know, the perfect timing for it too, you know what I'm saying? So just right now just a little waiting game, but I feel like that could bring some sort of attention too, you know what I'm saying? So it's definitely fire on my side of what I think, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, so okay, yeah. Man, we here, man. It's been a great show. We've been on this bit for like almost 2 hours, man. Wasn't even expecting to be 2 hours. You know what I'm saying? As I said, you know, it's for a lot of people as far as, you know, you see a flyer. I know y'all trying to expect me, you know, all six of us, but as I said, we are like Voltron, you know what I'm saying? At one point, we'll all come together and give y'all that fire, but you will definitely get somebody every Monday, you know what I'm saying? Holding you down, giving you the greatest unsigned artist, music, interviews, conversations, all that, you know what I'm saying? This is Humble Life Entertainment, you know what I'm saying? You get entertained by us, you know what I'm saying? Shit, y'all are... I'm saying, are there some freestyles out here, or anybody before we go?
Man, one day, and I'll be on here for hours, man. Hours and hours trying to freestyle, man. You already know how it goes, man. No, man. Tell you folks, stop playing, man. Stop saying y'all freestyling stuff, and y'all ain't really freestyling. Y'all writing y'all shit, and then you want to say I freestyle, and that's not freestyling on me. They go back and they
put
punches.
No, say it
again.
I think people think if they put it in their brain and it's not written down, and they consider that freestyle. Don't forget. Look, think. If music dot downloaded, right, is real, lyricist dot downloaded recorded, right? Then that if the rap game, like, MCs have been voted down, so, like, you only got to be fired to get on, you feel me? You only have to ask if that changed. If that changed, then the rules of it change. It's both ways. They both change.
Well, they say you could be an okay artist. You don't have to be the best. If you like, it's just like football almost. You ain't got to be the best person on the team as long as you contribute. You know what I mean? You might only hear a song one, two good songs every 8-9 months, but at least, you know what I mean? At least you got that out of there. You know what I mean? So you can't really be like that. Like, can't be like, oh, I got to be the best to make it. Nah, you don't. You really don't.
I was just basing upon like people saying freestyle is not freestyle. Like, you know what I mean? People saying you say freestyle doesn't mean that.
They want to make sure that first impression sticks. That's why they want to call it a freestyle. So it makes it seem like he just rapped it off the top of his head. No, you need to say, well, I freestyled it, but it ended up being a song. Wayne do it all the time. I mean, ain't nothing wrong with going in there freestyling. Hey, punch me back in right here. You punch back in, then do it again, and punch me back in right here. They do it a lot, but don't say it's a freestyle when you come in to freestyle for people. Because it ain't a freestyle no more. Once you learned it and remembered it, it's not a freestyle no more. Any song is a freestyle if you want to be technical with it. Because you write it on paper, it's out of your head, it's freestyle. You should freestyle it in your head. So it got to come out from somewhere.
Yeah, so basically you say, you got any bars, right? You got bars? So, all right. So, yeah, all right. So, you got bars in your head, then okay.
But it's a freestyle to be a freestyle. I feel
like yeah, it's supposed to be a freestyle. Nobody's supposed to have heard. I keep hearing that shit, but you can't say it's a freestyle. There ain't really no freestyle. Like, we all meeting up and doing a cipher. Everything supposed to be spit out. That's how we used to do it back in the day. A cipher was really a cipher. You probably had 5-10 guys in there. You know, we all going around and going through instrumental after instrumental after instrumental. We'll be in there for hours, hours and hours and hours. Like I said, we can freestyle all. I can freestyle all day, but if I want to make something that's catchy, yeah, you might not get caught out the first one or two lines, but eventually you're like, okay, that was a good one. Okay, that was a good one too. All right, that's a good punchline right there. Like, you don't have it, might fall off a little bit, but grab it back, you know, come back with something else. That's the freestyle I'll be looking for, the cypher freestyle. Not when you say you freestyle and then you go to the freshman cover and freestyle a song, and then you hear the song later on the radio, like, that nigga didn't freestyle that.
I be getting confused when people be like, when they say, oh, that's a bar. I'm like, well, that was not. Yo, he said he's going to pull the gun out and blow your head off. You, I was fired. What? Are you serious?
Man, half of you people don't know what an adjective, a verb, or a noun is. So, you got to have some, you got to be good to judge me to say, okay, you ain't good. Like, I could take a criticism from M. Cassidy. Cassidy got bars out of this world. And then it seemed like he come up with the stuff off the top. He'd go off what you said and key with your own joke, like key with your own punchline. So I like to see that. That's competitive. You know, who got the better vocabulary? When we freestyle, I show Dre some of our drills we run through. Like, we might do a freestyle where you can't cuss. Oh, yeah, we're going to do a freestyle where you can't say nigga. You got to use more words than just nigga, 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 bitch, bitch, bitch. You got to do more than that, man. You got to bring up some words, man. So, okay, let's freestyle. Ain't no cussing. Watch how many people mess up. You're supposed to mess up. That's the whole point of a freestyle. You can't mess it up. It's a freestyle. So if you're like, oh, man, I suck. Like, nah, nigga, it's a freestyle. You can't suck at a freestyle. It's like me saying, hey, man, draw me something. Then you draw me something like, oh, I don't like it. Like, it was a drawing. It don't matter if it's that drawing, you know, a great drawing or what. It's a drawing. So, yeah, man, they need to come back with that. They really need to come out with the freestyling again, the cipher going and all that stuff. Jada Kid, he smoked.
He could bring that shit back. Yeah, one night a month, freestyle night.
We
can do a little freestyle for the beat on.
Bro, you can't, it's kind of hard to do it over the phone because it'll be delayed. So when you hear it might not be on point. So you have to do it on your side and then do it. And then that's how you do it. But
let's just test it out real quick. The beat changes. Shout out to $2 for the beat, man.
$2.
Hold on.
was on beat. Yo, Dre.
Yeah, it was.
Yo, Dre.
Yeah.
Yep.
Put it down a little bit. Raise. Put down the volume a little bit. But.
Yeah, I'm trying to find it right.
Nah, but you was on beat, hey, though. I heard it.
I can do it all day. I mean, I can freestyle all day, like, all day long, like, literally all day long.
Yeah.
But, like I said, if you want to hear some good freestyle, you got to catch, like, the first couple of them, maybe a little bit of the middle one. The last ending of it, it's the tired freestyle. It's like the remainder left bar that you got left in you. You know what I mean? So,
Hey, I'm trying to mess with the volume real quick.
So you gotta get a topic. So I can have a topic to go off of. That way you know it's a freestyle. He just coming up with now. Okay, he got a couple. He came up with a pad or something. I can do it. I can probably come up with some songs I did years ago and you know call it a freestyle, but nah. I like that fresh.
Yeah, put that beat back on and just put it on
real quick. Did you hear this?
Nah.
Just
not at all. See, we gotta tweet with that, man. Let's do that. We gotta start doing like a freestyle Thursday, a freestyle Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah, cause we can't hear it. I can hear it, but can't hear it. Like one of those.
Raise it up a little bit. Just raise it up a little bit.
Yeah, you can't. You can't. You can't. You can't. A little too loud.
That's good.
Yeah, maybe y'all right there. Maybe just a little bit more.
Also, you know, I'm talking to your mic, though.
What happened?
Yeah, right there. Take your mic right there. Yeah.
You gotta turn yours up a little bit.
I've been around for a long time. It's a long grind. You already know what's gonna happen, and I'm on mine. If you wanna cross line, we can cross line. You already know that it's crunch time. Freestyle, always coming out the zone. When you catch me, always be alone. But I got the toolie, and I be making movies. I turn it innocent to a groupie. You already know that I'm chilling on the block though. Middle fingers to the cops though. They're trying to get me locked though. Trying to get me knocked though. A lot of people hating, but it's okay. Because I be doing me, yeah, every day. Freestyling started. You already know. I don't give a... I can swear. I can swear, right? I be forgetting if I can swear or not.
You can swear.
Okay.
We on the Humble Life podcast. Yeah. We cussing.
Are we cussing?
Turn it right here.
I'm
don't give a fuck, nigga. Feeling. You already know what's gonna happen when I come.
But
I'm in the building. Puerto Rican, Dominicano. You already know what's happening. Yeah, y'all. Every time the beat change, y'all fuck. You're running that. You're running that. Every time. The beat change, y'all fuck.
Yeah, my bad.
Alright.
So
one
beat
to be
for
each
people.
What's
up
first?
It don't matter, man. I do this all day, every day. So it don't matter.
Alright.
You still gotta turn that beat up a little bit, Drake.
Yeah, it's gone too. Oh, it dropped. It's getting louder.
You gotta turn it up, Dre, the mic low too. The mic low.
Thank you.
shit out of
college.
Everybody bring their own background beat. That's what we're going to
do. That's what you're going to have to do. It's kind of when you're on these mics don't be picking up everything. And then it's like volume sensitive. So it's supposed to equal out. If you get loud, it's supposed to equal it out. If you're too low, it's supposed to equal it out. But it don't, mm-hmm. apparently. And do it here and there.
Yeah, you ain't got to hold the black man down. That's all. That's all.
That's it, man. That's it, man. I want to see you winning, man.
Yeah, I want to see you winning. Oh, man. What y'all got planned for tonight?
Man. The house. The house, man. I'll be here for the house, man.
That's what's up.
Go to HOUSE. What about you over that way, man? When the East Coast looking like that way?
Man, I'll probably recap on the show a little bit. Probably jump off on 2K or something like that or Fortnite and call it a night. You know how I do, man.
Man, that's what's up, man. Just stay out of trouble. That's the whole thing. Just stay out of trouble.
Is this what I'm talking?
Yeah, I'm just going to listen to some beats to see if I can come out with something.
Yeah, see, that's that frequency you talk about. See, now you got to, now you want to rap. Or a scene, whatever you want to do.
Go.
It's the frequency, man.
You're going to see that. You're going to be like, yeah, I'm always on to him, man. I'm just trying to figure something, you know what I'm saying? So it'd be like that on my side. You know?
As I said, man, go check out your music. Where can you find your music? Also,
it's Rafioso, man. Should be in a lot.
right. All platform, Raphael, so you already know. Murder, bro. You already know, man.
Yeah, man.
How you doing?
You can catch some of the music on it's Dom Da Vinci, DOMDIVINCI, Dom Da Vinci. He is part of the Marvel Squad, a part we came up with. So check out the Marvel, it's on YouTube, Dom Da Vinci, featuring Murder, Mob Shit Only. Check it out. Let us know what you think. We're ready to
next week.
You
got to send that to me, man.
Already, you know I got you.
All right, man. And for me, yo, man, I love y'all. Thank y'all for hitting that link. I thank y'all for calling in. For all y'all fans, man, keep following me on YouTube, TikTok, Hunger Williams. Get the book, The Andre Williams Story, on Amazon.com. Don't forget Friday night, the Keeping It Real with Jason podcast at 8 o'clock. We got a good show coming to y'all. Man, nothing else to say. I want to thank Ms. Nisi, shout out to Dad, shout out to Howard, shout out to Rabbit. Look, man, we'll see y'all next week, man. Love y'all. Be safe.
Peace.
Peace.
Let's go. Hey. Keep me together, say you keep me together, say the only thing you mean, Keep me together, yeah, you keep me together, I got you by me, I know this shit here standing forever, but you only gon' leave if I don't get shit together, I know I'm trying to keep it, so gotta get shit together, I'm trying to keep it together.
You go.